A 29-year-old Somali man went on trial today in Denmark. He's accused of attempting an act of terror when he broke into the home of cartoonist Kurt Vestergaard, armed with an axe. Vestergaard is the author of a controversial caricature of Islam's Prophet Muhammad, one of several that sparked Muslim protests around the globe. The 2005 controversy over the cartoons has never really ended, and The World's Carol Hills is with me to talk about how this story continues to reverberate. So, first of all, Carol, remind us of what the Somali man was accused of.
Well, the Somali man is accused of using an axe to get inside the home of Kurt Vestergaard. This was just last year. Kurt Vestergaard runs inside a panic room, and a police intercepts the Somali man.
And this panic room you're talking about was intentionally put there because Vestergaard felt his life was under threat.
He's been under threat since 2005. He published the famous cartoon of Muhammad where his turban held a bomb.
There was another incident as well just a month ago involving the Danish newspaper that Vestergaard's cartoons were published in. What happened there?
This newspaper, Jyllands-Posten, or Jyllands-Posten, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it, they're the ones who published a number of these cartoons, and Danish police intercepted what they say was a plot by five men to basically do a Mumbai-style attack on the newspaper office with the intention of killing as many people as possible. These five men were under surveillance for quite a while. They arrested them. They found weapons. At that point, that was five-plus years. This thing just goes on and on.
Yeah, and it doesn't end there. There's the Seattle cartoonist Molly Norris. Remind us what she did.
Well, Molly Norris, she is a cartoonist, or was a cartoonist, for the Seattle Weekly. This was out of solidarity with South Park, where Comedy Central was under pressure to censor an episode where the cartoonists had portrayed the Prophet Muhammad. Molly Norris thought it would be a great idea to have an Everybody Draw Muhammad Day. It spread virally, got tons of support. She also started receiving death threats. Basically, she went underground in September, and she has never reappeared. And it's assumed that she has assumed a different name and been relocated. So she is AWOL.
You know, Salman Rushdie was the target of a fatwa after he published the Satanic Verses. Ultimately, as time passed, the threat of that Iranian fatwa seems to have kind of dissipated. But this is a different time, 2011, isn't it? Will these cartoonists ever be able to let their guard down?
It's really unclear. Every time someone tries, it tends to erupt into another controversy. And it's the digital age now. So it's much, much harder to really do anything without it being noticed. Whenever these things happen, there's as much support for the cartoonist as there is ill will toward the cartoonist. But nevertheless, if you start receiving death threats, you just kind of shut down. So it's really unclear to me.
The World's Carol Hills. Carol produces a weekly slideshow with political cartoons from around the world. You can find it at theworld.org. Carol, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Marco.